Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4218.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person who had definitely impacted my life would be my stepdad. He came into my life when I was 5 years old, and since then he has been the most influential person by raising me as one of his own children, and I definitely respect him for that.
What do you aspire to be?
Something that I aspire to be is to be successful in life, and when I say that, I mean having a great family, having a great career, and being well-respected by my peers.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say I'm very humble. I like to be social. I like to care for people. I like to help out. I'm not one of those people that just ignore you. I always want to make sure that you're going to have the best quality of life you can have.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a border town, and it was mostly inhabited by Mexican Americans. So being a male Caucasian, it was actually interesting being a minority while I grew up. It definitely changed my views on the world, and I would say I'm much more comfortable with the differentiation of different cultures in America.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
A specific attribute about myself that I think distinguishes me from anyone else is my ability to see people. I could see like their likes or dislikes, what will get them going, what will make them mad, and I think that's a good quality to have because it kind of levels out the playing field where no one really gets angry or mad at the situation at hand.
And do you know how you might have developed this attribute?
Just careful viewing of the others around me, I guess. I'm very observative, and that, I believe, gives me the ability to see through people.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think the most admirable quality for sure would be honesty. If you're an honest person, it will get you very far in life, and everyone will have more respect for you and your ability to tell the truth.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I would say the quality I like best in myself is the ability of honesty. I'm actually very honest with the people around me, and I rarely tell any lies, and if I do tell a lie, it would be to protect someone, and I feel like that's why people like me. And a quality that I like the least, to be honest with you, I feel like I don't try as hard as I can, and I should have better grades, but I don't.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Going off one of the last questions, my parents, or my stepdad, always influenced me to try my best and work my hardest. I mean, I feel like I do work hard, but I feel like I don't give the 110%. I give around 100, and if I feel like I give the 110%, it would be better and I would be more prosperous.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
When I'm with my family, it's always nice to sit around, which is great around the holiday season, as we actually usually play like games, like board games or card games, and it's real fun just to sit around and drink coffee till late at night and just talk about stuff our family's done in the past and laugh about old times, and it's always the best when you're around the family.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was a child, I most enjoyed sports. I played baseball, football, basketball, and soccer when I was young. Football is the only one that I took through high school, and baseball as well, but there's nothing better than being out with your friends and having a good pickup game of any kind of sport.
What is your favorite book? And what type of books do you enjoy?
I'm actually not a very big reader. The last book I read was Harry Potter. I guess I enjoyed it because it had a good storyline.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word is innovation. I'm a marketing student, and the word innovation speaks for itself. It inspires me to create new ideas and new ways of selling something or creating something new.
Okay, what do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
What I do for fun, I enjoy hanging out with my friends on the weekends. We like to go to the pool, hang out, catch some rays, or go tubing. I like to be socialite with all of them. Some of my hobbies that I enjoy, probably my biggest one is this working out and keeping in shape. I like to weightlift and do cardio sometimes.
Not as fun.
No.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Actually, people have told me that I look like Tobey Maguire and that I look like Robin Williams for some reason.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
A significant experience actually happened recently. During my work, it gets really busy the past couple weeks, and my manager got switched to a different department, so pretty much I had to run my whole department by myself with the help of one other worker with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much had to tell our new manager what to do, how to do it, and so the business would be successful.
And
how it's impacted me, I guess, is it taught me that if you put your mind to something, even a difficult task, and you work hard at it, you can accomplish it.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess an easy one would be my first experience would be coming to college. It has definitely opened my eyes to the world around me. It was the first time I really got away from my parents, and I had to be responsible for myself and take responsibility for the actions that I do. And I think that's a good thing because it made me grow up a lot, and now I could see, and now it'll help me on after I get out of college and try to find a job and a family.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
A scientific phenomenon that has surprised me would be the fusion of the sun and how it creates everlasting, or almost everlasting energy, at least in a human lifetime, everlasting. And if we could find a way to harness that phenomenon, it could end all energy problems the world has.
Really? Okay. Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
Recently I've discovered, my friends have told me this, and I guess I catch myself doing it sometimes, but I act as if I know everything, and I don't really take others' opinions to heart. This is something I've been trying to work on, is to take others' opinions to better propel my ideas and also become a better person in listening.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Probably my favorite thing to do is lay on the beach and soak up the rays and swim in some of the ocean air. That's probably my favorite thing to do. I love to be surrounded by water and sand and be out in the sunshine.
Where would you like to be the most?
Anywhere that's exciting. I like a fast-paced world surrounding around me. Big city. I don't like to be sitting still. It would be great to just experience something than sit at home and watch TV.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Who would I be with? Probably the person I like to be around the most is my mother. She cares for me so much and takes care of me. It's just easy to be around her. She's really outgoing. She's funny. She's quirky. She's just fun to be around.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is being reasonable. As long as you're reasonable, you should, as long as you take some, give some, it should work out for you. I think people in this world don't ever think about other people's opinions much, and they just believe that their way is the best way, and they don't really listen to others, which I have that kind of problem too, but oh well.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
My life really hasn't been that difficult, but I guess the time that shocked me the most is when I first moved out, and I was just gonna start middle school, which is kind of a difficult time in someone's life because your body's changing and you don't know what's happening, and I had no friends, and I was kind of scared that I wasn't going to make friends, but my mom told me to go out there and just be yourself and you'll make friends. So I went to school, I made a lot of friends who even were my friends during high school, and I still talk to all these guys today, and we're almost like brothers. We became such great friends.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I was actually in this organization, this business organization at my school, and it was all about going out there and using what we learned in our business classes and teaching others. And I did like 3 different projects, and those projects helped our team actually win nationals last spring. So I feel kind of rewarded because we were considered the best class and had the best presentation, had the best activities or whatever, and we were the best in the country, so that's pretty cool.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I guess checkers was my favorite.
It
was easy, and I could always be my grandparents, so I always felt good about it.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is probably Leonardo DiCaprio. All of his movies are awesome. He is real passionate when he's in his movies, and I feel like I'm in the movie when I watch him act.
What is your favorite dinner?
I love pizza, especially pepperoni and jalapeno pizza. You can't go wrong with cheese and bread and tomato sauce and pepperonis.
And jalapenos.
And jalapenos.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning is push snooze on my alarm clock. No, I'm kidding. I usually take a shower in the morning, make myself a coffee, eat something to eat for breakfast, and then I go to school and start my day.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Something I wish I could do is travel the world and experience every country and every culture that it has to offer. I kind of do that when I watch the Travel Channel, but it'd be better to get a hands-on experience of... I like to learn about different cultures and the history that they have, so I think I would like to do that.
What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in marketing.
Okay. So you're majoring in marketing. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, my stepdad is in the business world, and he always told me that he would like to have gone back, if he would gone back to school, he would have done marketing. And I jumped into the field, or I jumped into this major as soon as I got to school, and I liked it so far. But I mean, it teaches me how to like observe a certain person and how to sell to them better, like catering to their needs. So I mean, that's kind of interesting. But once I've actually, now that I'm almost graduated, I kind of wish I did financing because I'm more interested in numbers and investing and stuff, but it's okay.
What are your plans upon graduation?
My plans upon graduation, maybe find a couple internships, maybe a year or two, a job for a year or two in marketing research, and then hopefully going back to get my MBA.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could choose any career, I would like to be an entrepreneur and own my own restaurants and maybe a few nightclubs. I'm real interested in food and creating something beautifully, like an elegant dish that's beautiful, mm-hmm. looks great, and also tastes good. I like to combine different flavors at my own time when I cook at home and try to create something that tastes wonderful.
Cool. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel, all of the above?
I would probably be working to solidify my career, and during that time, I would probably be starting a family, hopefully in 10 years, or at least have a significant other by my side to start a family with, mm-hmm. and pretty much hopefully we are living in a suburban town outside of a metropolitan area, or in a metropolitan area, but outside the big city. I don't want to live on the farm or anything. I like the city life, so living somewhere. We'll see when that time comes.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening to me would be getting to know someone. Not necessarily taking them out to a nice dinner or anything, but actually having a good one-on-one time where I could actually hear their feelings and be intimate with them, where there'd be no distractions and just us there together.
Okay. What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Qualities that I look for would be, what do I like? Girls that are taller than me.
Really?
It kind of turns me off, but
Oh, you don't like?
Yeah, I don't like.
I thought you said you did.
Oh, no, I don't. But I look for someone who is not fake, because you see too many girls these days that dye their hair platinum blonde, act all girly. I'm not really into that. I like girls that are more down to earth, that could just hang out, they could hang out with guys and just be one of the guys. And I think that's a quality that girls lack these days, and they try to be too princessy. But, yeah, I'm definitely into the girls that are down to earth.
Okay. What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing you could do? Well, to be there, to be with them, to be honest, to love them, to create a sense of happiness with each other that will last forever, and nothing could protect them, I guess.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4218.